Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Let's bring in Ben Jones, StateCollege.com. Hi, Ben, how are you doing?
Hey, Steve, thanks for having me. I'm doing great.
Oh, by the way, Iran and the U.S., I know you're rooting for the U.S. Just one quick, I mean, you want one of the keys of the game? I strongly recommend the U.S. score. All right, let's move on from that. It seems to be one of the overall keys. And when you've only scored once in over 200 minutes, it doesn't inspire a lot of confidence. Let's get to this football team. Unranked in the preseason, what did we witness as the season progressed?
I think you saw a team that started out young, started out figuring out what it was all about, and then really leaned into that. I think that, you know, we knew that this Penn State team was going to have some growing pains, and I think for the most part they worked out of them well. I think they started the season, obviously, with the challenges that they had to face on the road, came out on top of that. And then I think after the Ohio State game in particular, you know, certainly the opponent helps a little bit, but I thought they've been playing some of their best football. And I've said right along that I think, you know, you look a couple years down the road from now, you're going to say, man, this team had Abdul Carter, it had Drew Aller, it had all these different guys that were on that roster, Nick Singleton, Catron Allen, and you go, man, I can't believe that they had them all together. They got so much older and so much better together, and I think you've started to see that over the last couple weeks because really this time of year there are no freshmen left on a roster.
What were your thoughts on Olu Fashanu's decision?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, at face value, it's surprising, but obviously, you know, people and families and situations, you always have those conversations behind the scenes of, you know, what do we want for ourselves? Do you want to finish to your degree? Do you want to get a little bit better? Are there testing things that you feel like maybe you could do better at? I think it's always a difficult decision to make, especially if you're a guy like him who goes, look, I'm probably a top 15 pick. And realistically, that draft stock is not really probably going to get better just because there's, you know, lots and lots of good players out there every single year. So, you know, for him, I think, you know, he talked about things that he wanted to finish. You know, certainly his degree is one of those. And I do think that he's going to get bigger and stronger and better. And, you know, does he go higher next year? Does he go lower next year? I think at the end of the day, he's going to be a good football player for a long time. That's going to make a bigger difference to him. But, you know, at face value, I was certainly surprised. And I think, you know, it's a good sign for Penn State moving forward, especially on the blind side, if whoever, wink, wink, their next quarterback might be.
Nine Penn State defensive players were recognized in one form or another, first, second, third team honorable mention by the Big Ten. What were your thoughts on the defensive ballot?
Yeah, I mean, I think you always want to see Jair Brown as a guy, to me, who is maybe not the flashiest or the most physical compared to some guys that have been in his spot before, but I think he has been consistently at the right place at the right time. But yeah, I mean, a big part of Penn State's success this year has been on the defensive side of the ball. I think Manny Diaz has done a great job at all three levels. I think they've had great playmakers at all three levels. I think you could argue that more guys deserve to be on that first team, but the Big Ten has got a lot of great defensive players. I think even to a certain extent, you could argue that Kalen King has had a slightly better year than Joey Porter Jr., but, you know, it all works out in the end. And I think the fact that they had nearly the entire defense recognized in one way or another is pretty representative of how well they played this year.
What do you think about the bowl situation still with some key games to be played this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you told a Penn State fan that Penn State was going to be 10-2 at the end of the year and have a chance of being in a New Year's Six bowl, I think that everyone would take that without hesitation. You know, I do think that for Penn State, you know, if they end up in the Cotton Bowl, obviously that is great. If you end up playing Tulane, that's obviously a team that, you know, maybe doesn't have the brand recognition that other programs do, even if they've had a good year and have a great mascot. I think that that's maybe the only disappointment in all of this. And obviously, you know, we saw last time Penn State played in the Cotton Bowl and Memphis came and showed up and played a great game. It's not in no means to disrespect Tulane's season, but I think Penn State has been a while since they've been able to play, really since the Rose Bowl, back a couple years ago in a bowl game that has sort of an exciting marquee opponent to go along with it. But, you know, again, Dallas is fun. The Cotton Bowl is fun. And at the end of the day, if Penn State's got a chance to win 11 games in a year, I suppose that's more important than where the bowl is.
How do you view the Rose Bowl situation if Michigan wins? Do you think there's a shot, or is it unrealistic?
I mean, it's a good question, just relative to the idea that Ohio State was just there. I mean, I think, you know, when it comes to bowl games, they're saying who's going to travel, who is going to get us eyeballs, who is going to make for an interesting matchup. And I think, you know, it's hard to argue against Ohio State's pull. And certainly Penn State is right up there with the Buckeyes in terms of, you know, national recognition, the ability to pull in TV numbers. You know, I think for my money, and this is no disrespect to Penn State, I think Ohio State's a slightly more fun team to watch at times, which bodes well for that setting in the Rose Bowl. And in Washington, if that's how that works out, would be fun for an opponent. But certainly, you know, we've heard time and time again over the years that bowls in general try and avoid, you know, a situation where you see the same team twice in a row. But, you know, the Rose Bowl is special, and certainly Ohio State, even if last weekend didn't go their way, is as good as anybody in the country.
C.J. Stroud, that was a little, you know, was and justifiably wishy-washy on it. He's not going to definitively say what he's going to do, but he was very wishy-washy to the point where everybody got the feeling that if they're not in the playoff, he's not playing in the game. Does that play a factor?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a fair question and a fair evaluation of who do you want to put in the bowl, because I do think, you know, there's no question that if Penn State is in the Rose Bowl, that everybody's playing in that game. And you know, Sean Clifford said, you know, he's playing. And obviously, I don't know necessarily why anyone thought that Sean Clifford wouldn't be playing in the bowl game. But nevertheless, he made that point. I'm sure all of the younger guys would be playing as well. So, you know, there is that aspect of it. And it sort of goes with, you know, how do you evaluate Tennessee, too, which is unrelated to the Rose Bowl. But that sort of question of, do you put a team in a bowl because of what they did all year? Do they put them in because of who's going to play in that game? I think it's a little bit of both. And certainly if C.J. Stroud says, look, I'm not going to play, you know, certainly Ohio State's got a good enough quarterback room that it's not like you'd be putting me out there. But that certainly plays into the equation as well.
Well, what's interesting about it is that they can, you know, they can only guess based off of his post-game answer, because he's not going to say before the decision is made. Right. And that's, you know, it was only his post game answer, and everybody in the room that was there and wrote said, hey, look, it just sounds like and seems like that's it, unless they're in the playoff game. And they could be in the playoff game. So when you look at the scenarios of the weekend, if TCU were to lose, and Kansas State's a good team, so let's play guesstimate here, Ben. What's your guesstimate as to what it could look like if everything else holds form?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's an argument to be made to say, look, Ohio State and Michigan have been two of the four best teams in the country all year. And I think, you know, we don't have enough time to unpack the SEC and Big Ten comparisons fully, but I do think that, you know, the precedent is there that you can have two teams from the same conference in the playoff, and they don't have to be undefeated. They don't have to be perfect. And I think Ohio State and Michigan are, as a pairing, as good as any two teams, give or take, that the SEC has put into the playoffs over the same year. And I think the fact that the SEC is basically Georgia and then a bunch of other teams that are very good but not quite that good, you know, I think that you have to consider that. So, you know, to me, I'd like to see the Big Ten get two teams into the playoffs just for the sake of balancing that thing out right before, you know, it expands and it doesn't matter anymore. But yeah, I mean, the argument's there to be made for Ohio State. Up until last weekend, everybody knew and everybody thought that they were one of the best teams in America, and certainly Michigan ran them over, and that'll happen sometimes, but I don't think it changes the fact that Ohio State and Michigan as two teams are as good as anything, if not better than the SEC has to offer this year.
Imagine if that happened, and the fourth team is USC, and USC's coming into the Big Ten. And if you had a 12-team playoff this year, Penn State be hosting a game. How about
that?
These are all like the, it doesn't matter now, but you know, it's just kind of interesting to think. That's all.
Yeah, I think I tweeted the other night that we're so used to seeing USC, you know, playing in marquee games on TV because they're in a big moment, that it's going to be weird in a couple years when it's 1 a.m. and we're watching Northwestern lose by 30 on the other side of the country on FS1 or the Big Ten Network or whatever it is. It's definitely a brave new world, but I know that I'm glad that I'm not in charge of the logistics getting them across the country.
I'm glad I'm not either, Ben. Always a pleasure. Appreciate it very much.
Yep, thanks for having me, Steve.